We were upstairs putting the children to bed. We weren't actually in the room that the firework came through. But all of a sudden there was a huge explosion. It sounded like a gunshot or something. And one of our children came screaming that they've just thrown a firework through the window. It went through an upstairs window that was slightly ajar and landed on top of a mattress and went right through the sheet and the mattress. We shudder to think what would have happened had there been a child on the mattress, which there easily could have. And that was it, really. The child that saw them from the window saw a group of about seven youths, and they rushed off. We called the police. We tried to chase them ourselves. We went around with the police, and as of now, they haven't been found. It's, it makes us think perhaps we want to move out of the area, move somewhere else. And obviously it leaves the children terribly traumatised. You know, we can get over it, but for the children, they feel they're not safe in their own home.
It must have been a very sleepless night that night for the children and yourself.
Sure. Well, the children slept in our room, and then last night, which is the night after the incident, they went around closing all the windows, and one of my children said he's nervous to walk around to a friend because there's a group of youths on the corner and perhaps they'll throw a firework at us. So it just creates panic and the feeling that we can't be safe in our own areas. And I think the sad thing is that they seem to be very difficult to catch. They seem to be able to get away with it.
Obviously, at this time of the year, when you have fireworks and people and shops selling fireworks, you would hope that they would be responsible in who they're selling these fireworks to.
Yes, I think so. I think perhaps we need to reconsider our policies on selling fireworks and having fireworks around, because these aren't young kids, they're older adolescents, so perhaps fireworks should only be sold for official firework displays, not to individuals who buy them to have fun, because the fun seems to be at other people's expense.
This is one of several incidents in the last week or so involving fireworks and near misses. Thankfully, we've not heard of any serious injuries, but is there anything that you would say to anyone who is messing around with fireworks?
Sure. Anyone who's messing around with fireworks, yeah, they might think that it's just playful or maybe even playing a trick on someone, giving someone a shock. But in this particular incident, and I'm sure in many similar incidents, this firework could have killed my child. So please bear that in mind.